Hi folks, welcome back to the Business Transformation Podcast, a show for entrepreneurs and small businesses that aims to provide you simple and practical tips on how you can transform the ways you conduct your business to achieve accelerated growth and profitability. I am Kalol Chaudhary, your host, and I am the founder of Business Transformation Center, a platform that helps small businesses to transform into sustainable, growth-oriented, profitable and scalable entities. In the last podcast, part one of this episode, we covered why it is important for small businesses and entrepreneurs to have a digital marketing strategy and how digital marketing enables them to mitigate business risks. Today, in part two of the episode, we will cover the various digital marketing channels or platforms that are best suited for small businesses like yours and the factors to consider for selecting these channels before finalizing the marketing strategy and investing in it. By now, we understand the advantages of digital marketing for small businesses. Its affordability, its flexibility and immense reach. And it is safe for me to say that it offers significant advantages to small businesses over traditional marketing that make them competitive by offering a level playing field. And before I proceed further, I'll share some perspective with you. Smartphones have high penetration across the world today, due to which people are increasingly engaging and spending more time online, more so after COVID. Morgan Stanley reported that on an average, 22% of total global sales happens through e-commerce. This figure is 30% for North America and Asia. Even for an item like a car, which is a very personal and emotional thing for most buyers, and which normally is strongly influenced by a direct physical contact with the car dealer, buyers are going online for purchasing it. In fact, data shows that in the US alone, 30% of new car sales in 2021 was done online. 70% of customers in the US said that they are likely to buy a car from a dealership if they could start the buying process online. Similarly, other countries are also picking up in this aspect. 25 to 30% of clothing and apparel is purchased online across the world. These trends will only increase with time, and this illustrates the immense potential of marketing your products or services online. Let's now look at the digital marketing channels you, the small business owner or entrepreneur, can use, and which actually work, and how they can be of help to you. And to give you further perspective, I'll keep on sharing some of the latest data about these platforms with you as I go on. I'll also share practical and useful tips that you can take advantage of while working on your digital marketing platforms. So if you'd want, please take notes. The first and most important online platform where you have to be in is your website. It's your biggest marketing platform, and it provides you the place to display your product, put up engaging content that hooks your customer, enables you to sell to your customer, and where you can do online financial transactions. 75% of customers today are shopping online at least once a month. This is what data shows. The number will only grow with time. And that's the reason why, irrespective of the size of your business, whether it's in the B2B or B2C space, whether you're selling products or services, you must have a website where your business can be found and customers can interact with you. Our website allows you to attract traffic organically and generate leads, provided your content is of high quality and stimulates customer interest. You ought to look at creating content assets in various formats like blogs, videos, etc. The content should be tailored to suit every stage of the buying funnel. For example, your website should showcase the capabilities and achievements of your business when customers are searching for what they need. Your website should show product videos when customers are considering which product to buy. Similarly, your website should lead customers to payment options when they have selected what they want to buy and want to check out, and so on. The next channel, and one which is the most preferred medium, is email. Most marketers prefer email as the primary channel for generating leads. There are about 3 to 4.3 billion daily email users worldwide, which is roughly half the population of the world. Up to 62% emails are accessed by customers on mobile devices, compared to 10% on desktop. And most importantly, 60% of customers say that they've made a purchase as a result of a marketing email that they received. Point to note is that email is the most efficient and cost-effective medium and generates the highest return on investment among all digital marketing channels. The ROI from an email campaign can be between 3,600 to 4,200%, meaning that if you invest $1, your probable returns will be between $36 to $42. Amazing, isn't it? Here are some tips to increase your email conversions. The first tip, keep your sales emails to customers between 200 to 250 words. They're the most effective as they have higher click-through rates. Normally, click-through rate for emails is 6%, which means that of 100 persons who see your content online, 6 persons actually click on it and proceed further into the buying process. The second tip, send personalized emails, add call to action buttons, or use interactive content and videos in your emails. You can improve your click-through rate by more than 90 to 300% by doing this, greatly enhancing your chances of having higher conversions. Tip number three, since emails reach the customers' inboxes directly, to drive higher conversions and increase your sales, send them both branded and marketing content. Emails are best for nurturing your leads, so send them regular, relevant, and engaging content. This will definitely increase your conversions. The next platform is social media. And like emails, you may be already using social media, but possibly more for private use and less for your business. As on July this year, there are 4.7 billion active social media users in the world, which is roughly 59% of the global population. Also, more than 95%, in fact 95.2% to be exact, of internet users visit social networks globally and spend daily around 2.5 hours there. These figures vary by country, depending on the population that is covered by the internet. WhatsApp is by far the most popular platform, followed by Instagram and Facebook. Most small businesses are yet to tap into the full potential of social media, and if you are one among them, you need to start right away. I'll recommend LinkedIn for businesses that sell to businesses. Some may argue that LinkedIn ranks low on usage and its reach is just 17% of internet users. But I'll say that it is still the most popular for businesses and professionals, as it drives almost 80% of qualified leads in a B2B scenario. Intent to purchase increases by over 33% as per data if a brand is promoted on LinkedIn. Even conversion rates go up by 2 times if a business lists and markets its product or services on LinkedIn. social media can be used to market your product or services both organically and inorganically. You can showcase your content on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and engage or nurture your leads or prospects by encouraging interaction with them. You can organically market your business on these mediums. However, there are some set guidelines that you need to adhere to for free listings. Else, you can always run paid ads or content on social media platforms. Some of these platforms also allow you to monetize your content, subject to certain qualifying criteria. And this can be a source of additional income for you, especially so if your business is still small. Social media allows you to improve your brand engagement and develop rapport with your customers by creating a human connection with them through your content. You also have the option to promote or advertise your products or services and even transact through these platforms by integrating your social media account or advertisements with payment apps like Razorpay, InstaMojo, etc. You can also integrate other platforms like your web page, for example, with your social media account. What I am going to say now is very important. You need to be perceived as genuine and original on social platforms. So try to be original and authentic with your content, else the audience will turn away from you. Also, remember to use hashtags liberally with your social media content to increase the probability of zeroing in to your target audience and getting them to consume the content that you have put out. Another thing to keep in mind about social media is that platform popularities keep on changing over time. For example, Facebook used to be the most popular platform even some months ago. But now, WhatsApp leads in popularity by a fair margin. Platform popularity also varies by country, and some platforms are not available in some regions. The TikTok platform can't be used in India. China has huge restrictions on social media. And if your target audience is in China, you must take that into account and examine what are the social media platforms that work in China. You must, in light of this, research the popularity of social media channels in your region and the time when you intend to use them to get the best results for you. But all said and done, although Facebook has lost some share of popularity, it is still a strong medium to contend with, especially for marketing your business or its products and services. I've already alluded to how digital marketing can be used to market your business without spending money on costly advertisements in part one of this podcast episode. So the next thing for you to ensure is that your business should show up in any organic search carried out on the internet. Search engines are the top source of brand discovery on the internet, and almost 83% of people use search engines for online searches. Google and YouTube are the biggest search platforms. Google processes an estimated 8.5 billion searches per day, which translates to an incredible 99,000 searches per second. And this is exactly the reason that you should ensure that you increase the possibility or the probability of your business or brand and the content that you post being discovered in an online search by your customers. You can ensure this by doing search engine optimization or SEO. For doing effective SEO, you should process your online content posts based on keyword research. Keyword research simply means including those keywords in your content that people are currently using to search the internet for products and services same or similar to what yours is. You should use effective titles and headings and must optimize all images, use internal links to your content, and so on. You also need to use a good hosting platform to optimize page speed. Customers usually won't bother to pursue and read content on a page that loads very slowly. You should aim to post quality and optimized content regularly to stay on top of search rankings and ensure that you are on the top 3 or 4 search outcomes for any search by your potential customers. And since Google dominates share of search engines, almost 92% searches are on Google. You must ensure that your content is optimized for Google more than the others. You can also use the inorganic approach to speed up your conversions. Paid search or search engine marketing is a good way to ensure that you show up on the top of online searches. Paid searches ensure that your ad is made more visible to users. Pay-per-click or PPC guarantees that your ad features right at the top and you need to pay only when users click on it. Usually, the return on investment from a paid search is very high due to higher conversions in PPC. ROIs can be as high as 100%. In traditional advertising, you will get such a high ROI only if you are very lucky. You should link your paid ad to a landing page with a contact form to collect customers' information so that you can retarget him or her later using mediums like emails or social media in case they don't make a purchase even after seeing the ad and clicking on it. The next one is mobile apps. 5.3 billion. Or 67.1% of the world population uses a mobile device, and 92% of them access the internet using mobiles. Also, 90% of mobile time is used for apps and games. This is what research says. All this means that mobile apps are a lucrative channel for marketing and one you need to take full advantage of for furthering your business. Besides, it's easier for you to collect customer data from mobiles, and you can use this for an effective mobile strategy. For best results, you should design an app for your business that is mobile compatible. You should also make your website compatible for mobile viewing. You ought to look at incorporating mobile technologies like QR codes and integrate payment systems for mobile access so that your customers can easily access, interact, and avail of your products or services on their mobile phones. Making things convenient for mobile users is vital in getting their engagement, leading to higher conversions and sales. WhatsApp, as I mentioned a while ago, is the most popular social media chat platform and is used mostly on mobile devices. You can greatly increase your conversions by running targeted campaigns on WhatsApp. One word of caution for WhatsApp campaigns, and this applies to email marketing too. Please market your business in a non-intrusive manner and don't spam your prospects. If you do so, they'll quickly block your business permanently and you'll possibly never get access to them again, like I do when I keep on getting badgered by pesky calls and unwanted messages on my cell phone. The next thing you can also do is to run display or banner ads. These are paid ads that can be run on web pages, email and social media platforms, or any other digital channel that allows you to place your ads there. They are similar to search engine ads, but usually have a lower conversion rate. Still, banner ads can be used to build your brand and convey your brand message. And since these ads are distributed across channels by using the Google Display Network or GDN, you can greatly increase your reach as GDN places your ad on millions of web pages and platforms which you otherwise may not know of or not be able to do so by yourself. And even though your rate of conversion through banner ads may be low, the cumulative conversion number may yet be higher, because you get to show your ad and brand message to many more viewers than by using SEM. As SEM, or search engine marketing, is focused towards a smaller and targeted audience. The last platform that I want to talk to you about is the webinar platform. Webinars are possibly the number one tool for generating quality leads these days, especially so after the COVID pandemic. Statistics show that 73% marketers feel that webinars are the most effective in reaching bigger audiences and converting prospects to generate sales. Webinars are effective in both B2B as well as B2C scenarios, but they work particularly well for B2B or business to business, especially for showcasing new product developments and making offers. You can do webinars to connect to your prospects, educate them, and position yourself as an industry expert. That helps to build your brand, develop customer confidence in you, and increase your conversion. To intimate your target audience about your next webinar, you can reach out to them either through direct emails or use social media platforms like YouTube or Facebook. You can also use a combination of both email and multiple social media platforms. There are other platforms like podcasts and Clubhouse audio that can be used to market your business, especially for creating brand awareness. Although Clubhouse started out as a promising platform, it seems to have lost out on its popularity of late. But podcasts still retain their popularity. Now let's examine some of the factors that you need to keep in mind in order to choose the channels for your digital campaign. The first question you need to ask yourself is, what is the objective I want to achieve from my campaign? If your goal is to generate leads or conversions, you need to have one approach, while if you desire only brand awareness and to spread your brand message, you should follow a different approach. The second consideration is, how much can you afford? Although you can run a digital marketing campaign on any budget, or even organically, as I earlier alluded to, your affordability will determine your choice of channel for paid campaigns, depending on the cost of availing features or functionalities that you want to use on the channel. You will need to keep aside a budget in accordance with this. The third consideration is your target audience, as they will also influence your choice of the medium or platform. The demographics, habits, and preferences of your target prospects, like which social media channel they use, will decide which channel you advertise on or put your content on. Another thing to keep in mind is that what works for others may not necessarily work for you, and you need to try out what works best for you. A few trials using different combinations should suffice to get you onto the right platform where your audience is. And as I have already mentioned in part one of this podcast episode, that with digital marketing, you can alter your campaign at any time without losing out on your investment. You also need to consider what your competition is doing when choosing your channel. You may choose the same channels as them. This can sometimes become tricky unless your content stands out and gets the attention of your customers more than that of your competition. Or you can choose channels where there is no competition. It's entirely up to you and which strategy gives you the best results. The next factor that you should consider is the functionalities provided by the channel that you are going to choose. Your choice of channel will also depend on the features or functions that each platform or medium provides to you, and what you really need to optimize or customize for your campaign. You may not also need all the features that a channel may provide, And this also depends on the stage and objective of your business. For instance, if you want to do a live engagement with your audience, you wouldn't want to do a podcast. Instead, you will choose a platform like Facebook or YouTube, where you can do a live webcast. The last but a critical factor that decides your choice of channel is how well the channel integrates with your other channels, or how well it integrates with the various devices and apps a customer might use, be it desktop computers, mobile phones, iPads, and so on. You need to ensure a seamless online experience for your customers by being able to integrate your channels so that customers can decide to watch your channel content whenever they want and wherever they want. Your chosen channel should allow for your full content to be viewable both on a desktop or on a mobile device. Similarly, apps that you use should be able to integrate with one another. If you have a payment app on your website that doesn't work perfectly on mobile phones, you're surely going to face problems. There are apps like Zapier, Pabbly, etc. available today that integrate workflows between different channels, and I suggest that you consider using them. And before I conclude, I will summarize the key takeaways from what we've covered so far. One, you can choose from a wide array of channel or platforms that consist of your website, emails, social media, organic and paid search, mobile apps, and webinars. Choose what works best for your business. Two, the business website is a critical element in digital strategy. It should be of high quality and also provide linkages as well as facilitate transactions apart from showcasing products and services. The third point, LinkedIn is the best medium for B2B marketing. Four, you can choose to either market your business organically or avail of paid alternatives, depending on what the business objective is and how fast you want to grow the business. And five, the choice of channels depends on business objectives, your affordability, your customer profile, competition activity, functionalities required by you or offered by the channel, and its scope for integration with other channels, devices, and apps. I strongly recommend that a small business like yours should adopt digital marketing as a viable and potent strategy to grow your business. It hardly costs anything when compared to traditional marketing methods. And I've already discussed in part one of this episode that the onset of COVID saw many small businesses shut shop for the lack of customers. Digital marketing provides your business an opportunity to have unbroken engagement with your customers and vice versa. It enables you to meet customer needs even in the times of catastrophes and pandemics 24/7 and mitigate your business risks considerably. I hope that you have been able to get a lot of actionable items from what I have shared with you, and also hope that you will quickly adopt digital marketing into your business strategy if you haven't done so till now. I'm also sure that by adopting digital into your marketing strategy, you will be able to add more customers and also strengthen your existing customer base. And that will, in turn, de-risk your business and help it grow much stronger and faster. If you have found this podcast useful, please subscribe to the Business Transformation Podcast so that you get notified of my future episodes. And for more tips on topics that will change your outlook and the way you conduct your business, I request you to please join my YouTube channel and Facebook group using the link bit.ly/m/KALLOLC. I promise to be back with similar potentially transformative inputs like this in my future podcasts and episodes. That, if followed, will change the way you transact your business and help you grow your business exponentially. I wish you all the best. Cheers, good luck, and God bless.